Don't worry about it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I literally left Cotty for dead today.
I like raised hair. Why is your hair wet? What were you doing?
I was in a complete, I don't know why. We had said Monday. I think we had gone back and forth about Monday and Tuesday, landed on Monday. And in my head, I would just was like, oh, it's Tuesday at 2.
Had you already showered?
No, but I was like soaking wet because I was like in my workout clothes. I had to shower. That I couldn't. So I just showered really quick and came. I was impressed with my timing.
Shit, girl.
I know. But thanks for waiting because
anytime.
Nailing you down, there's nothing worse than like not meeting
like, you
when,
me
I, when we capture Cotty and she's because she's a slippery little baby.
I know. No, I've been doing research for our Valentine.
I feel like
Valentine
you should be more mad at me, but I'm really impressed that how you're happens. Like, you're not.
You'd be furious with me if it was mine.
I wouldn't. But
yes, you would. Say it.
You wouldn't. Would. I don't think you would do this.
I would never.
Yeah.
I'm just really like.
I know. I don't have to be as like usually.
Regimented as
I mean, I
do.
Put stuff in my calendar, but I don't. I'm not always referencing my calendar. Like I usually kind of know like loosely, like who has a doctor's appointment. Like if I, you know, if I have someone repair person coming or if I, you know, like how my day moves. And then obviously we don't always record on this day. So I was also confused.
My birthday's Thursday.
But thank you for not unleashing.
It's
and
okay.
I promise if you ever do this, I won't unleash.
I get a pass?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You got a pass. You get two.
Do you remember that one time I was late at Stampede and you were furious? You're like, 20 minutes? Seriously? And I'm like, I've never been late. Sam,
I'm late way more than
12 to 13 minutes late to every podcast.
Everything.
And I was late.
Not just podcasts.
Once.
I don't discriminate.
Once.
I'm late for everything.
And she's like, seriously? ? And I was like, out of
you know, when
Sandra
times. Asked what our New Year's resolutions are, that should be one of mine.
What?
To be trying more. To be more on time.
Oh, who cares? Just don't be mad at people if they're not on time.
I mean, I don't even think being on time. I think my goal should be like to be a little early to everything.
You should.
Because I can't be right on time. No, I was giving you shit on the text. When you got there, I wasn't that mad at you.
You weren't, but then I couldn't
flush
it.
I know. When you texted me when I was late coming here and you were like, what did you write? You were like, are you serious or something? Yeah. And I was like, wait, you're like, I'm kidding. I'm like, okay, calm.
Birthday's Thursday. Bert was asking me what I should do. What do I do?
I think we should go to dinner or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to go like ham because you're going to be leaving town on Friday. So am I. But we could still go to like a sophisticated, like, you know, have martinis or something sexy.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah. Are you 43? Mm-hmm. I still to this day have been friends with you 20 years. I always struggle. I'm like, are you 2 years younger than me or one?
I'm only one, right?
Yeah. One and some change.
The pediatrician we had on Friday told me to take Zyrtec. It's fucking gone. My itchy and scratchy show is gone.
Oh, you know what? Because I've been taking Claritin.
I've been taking Claritin. Claritin doesn't do shit. It's a kiss in the wind.
I've been taking Claritin because Dom takes it every day. But I, because of everything going on here and just... you know, picking up new allergies like apparently I love to do.
Yeah.
I take it probably like 3 or 4 times a week, Claritin. And again, I did the same thing. I took a Zyrtec after that conversation. It was way more effective.
Way more.
It's crazy.
Like night and day. Boom, boom. I'm like, now I want to go for sport and like go around some animals that I can't tolerate and see like...
You guys know you're supposed to be switching them like every other month, like getting multiple brands because your body builds up like... an immunity to that.
Sandra, can
medicine.
You just let us have a joyful moment of our allergy medicine working?
Just in case.
That's an additional piece of information. In addition to the fact that she said studies are showing that Claritin is less effective than Allegra.
Well, I've been
Zyrtec.
Giving my kids Claritin because there's never a Zyrtec that's like 2+. Now I know why they say Claritin 2+.
Also, hold on. Fun fact. The kids, unless you're under 2, the kids Claritin and the kids Zyrtec is the exact same dosage as the adult. Go home and look. 10 milligrams. It is.
Zyrtec's 12.5.
No.
For kids.
No. 10.
Thank you, Halston. Zyrtec.
10. Well, whatever. It's the same as the adult dose.
I'm going to get these for my kids.
I'm telling you. So
kids.
I got the dissolving ones.
Do you have? I've been doing those too. I like chewing on them.
Okay, but the dissolvable Zyrtec is way gnarlier than the
How many? I can't see that.
Go to the pill version, maybe. They have,
yeah.
Do they have The dissolvable 10. You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Wait, adults and children 6 years and over, 5 milliliters or 10 milliliters?
Yeah, 10. But this is, that's the liquid. That's not the milligrams. Yeah,
what's the pill? I think it's 12.5. And then if you look at Claritin, it's 5.
It's not. It's 10. I swear to, look, 10. No, it's right there. You can.
I know. I want to see Claritin. Go to Claritin. There you go.
10.
No, not that one. The pill. 5. See?
Oh, okay. Okay. Then go to.
2 tablets daily.
2 tablets of 5. Go to the right. Go to the right.
I'm so confused.
Okay, look, chew 2 tablets daily. Yes, so it's 10. It's 10.
Oh, so 2 and under get 5. 6 and older get exactly. 2, 10.
Exactly. So go to Claritin Kids Ready Tabs. So what I realized, because I was like, couldn't, you know, Dom does the dissolvable ones. He doesn't know how to swallow pills and they hate the chewable flavored ones. And so I get these Ready Tabs of the Claritin that literally, it's like a, it dissolves on your tongue. It doesn't taste like anything.
Okay.
And I couldn't find the kids ones anywhere. And I was like, but I can find the adult ones. I'm like, what's the difference in dosing? Same.
What the fuck? Then why do a juniors?
It's all marketing.
See, my Claritins.
It's all a packaging
thing.
My
Claritins are for 2 and older and it's 5s. So
and then you do 2. Or he would do 2.
So Lola was doing 1. Ted was doing 2.
So at this point with Ted and Dom and you and I, we'd be taking the same dose. And what always, one time I took 2 pills. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like, do not take more than 10 milligrams a day. I accidentally took 2.
Yeah.
Whatever. I lived to see another day.
Like Lola got into Tylenol once when she was like 2.
Oh, you told me this.
Do you remember? And
yeah.
They were like,
yeah.
When I called poison control, they were like, how many did she eat? And I was like, she could have eaten 4. I don't know.
Wait, she really likes the, does she still like the taste of it now?
No, they were like fucking like adult liquid gels, like huge
and
ones.
She liked them?
No, but we couldn't find. We knew there were 4 in a bowl and we could only see 1 in the bowl. And we were like, we couldn't find the other 3. So she couldn't really tell us if she did or didn't. And poison control's like, how many do you think she ate?
We're like, worst 3. Case scenario.
I was like, worst case scenario, 3. They're like, yep, she's fine. I was like, wait, how can you say that?
Those
and they're
things,
like, she would need to eat at least 32 for us to send 32. You. And I was like, Jesus Christ, 32.
They taste so bad. There's no way she would have
and
eaten
they're
them.
Like, kids can tolerate ibuprofen very easily.
Did you ever find them? The ones you were missing?
No.
Anyway, I think that's a fun fact because it's the same with Zyrtec, same with Allegra. I took Dom's, I have Zyrtec Kids and I took it. It worked like
I've been
magic.
Taking Zyrtec Kids all week.
My only problem is I'd have the Ready Tabs of those and they're kind of, they don't taste very good. They don't dissolve
as fast. Do
you think
allergy meds give you diarrhea?
No.
Okay.
Do antihistamines give you diarrhea? Yes, some allergy medications, particularly antihistamines, can cause diarrhea as a side effect.
Okay.
Although it's not the most common one, other potential digestive effects include upset stomach, nausea, constipation, depending on the medication. I mean, this is my thing again. Like you Google, I love AI Overview, by the way. Do you remember before AI Overview? And you'd have to like scroll
you'd get
through
sponsored
shit.
Ones first and you're like, shit.
I don't even actually want to know the source. Like when sometimes when I click on that little thing at the
I don't.
The paper
I just
clip,
want AI
and I'm
Overview.
Like, wait, this is coming from the most random source. Wait, go to the bottom of the paragraph to the right, that little clippy thing, that clippy dot. No, up, the like the little circle, down.
It's like a little test tube right at the end of the reaction.
It looks like a paper clip. Yeah,
right
that.
There.
Click
See,
on that.
Aren't I good at directions?
Good. See, look, those are all the sources for it.
So it aggregates like all the responses and gives you one based on everything.
Which I kind of like. But with that, I feel like you could correlate anything. You could put it in Do rhinestone shoes give you headaches? And it'd be like, yes. In some instances, they
It's
do.
Always going to say yes.
Yeah. I've a few times with my whole skin thing and like, you know, my witch hunts the last 6 months, I've come up with nothing a few times.
I have another question for you.
Yeah.
Going to Napa this weekend for one of my friend's 50th birthday.
And you're
going to
love Stanley Ranch.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to rain all weekend, but oh well.
Okay.
But anyway, it's her 50th.
Of it course, is going to rain all weekend?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sexy. Ugh,
whatever.
I like it.
So it's her 50th. And she's like, of course, because she's just sophisticated like this. She's like, this is a no gift event. So I was like, what do you get someone?
Oh, I'm so good at giving gifts.
I was thinking.
I could do this for a living.
Like, okay, give me something.
Well, I don't know her though specifically. So throw out some, like a few like things about her.
Like she wears like the Chanel sandals, those like Teva looking ones.
Yeah.
She's pretty fancy. Uh-huh. She's fancy. She's Jewish. She's understated. She always wears like Natalie Martin dresses and like she's just natural brunette.
Are there any other people you're friends with that are going that you could go in on something with?
I could ask.
Because I always thinking, like to like up the ante.
Nicole said the Gucci mules, the Gucci clogs. Have you seen the mules?
With the fur?
No. They're new.
No, I mean.
I think they're mules. They're those, the first picture. They had them in all red, which were amazing, but like they're just comfortable clogs.
Ew.
But that's very
Gucci's hard. Coming back, by the way, right now. They're coming back. They haven't been cool in a few years. I mean, I guess if you gave me those, I'd be happy. The red's cool, those.
The reds are awesome, right?
It's like a burgundy.
Right? Aren't those cool?
I just ordered a pair of ballerinas in Gucci horse bit in this color. I'm going to show them to you, actually. I want to see if you think they're cute.
Oh, really? Show me those. Maybe I'll do those instead.
Okay, can you... It's on Gucci. Go to women's shoes, ballerinas. Shoes.
These were the pair I really liked, but I don't... They're sold out everywhere, so we're not getting them.
Ballerina flats for women... No, those are little girls. Oh, there they are. No, those aren't them. Go down. No, you're in the right place. Go down.
Those are ugly.
To the right, all the way to the right. I don't know if I'm keeping them though, because my little fat foot is a little big for them.
They're cute.
Do you want to see them on my foot? Wait, show me those.
They're really cute. So anyway, I was thinking something like that.
I also like go back, arrow back one frame. Those green are kind of cute. Are those ballerinas? No. Oh, weird.
Those are cute.
They're almost like a ballet mixed with a loafer.
Yeah. It's the best of both worlds because it doesn't have that annoying little strap.
Wait, I really like that, actually. I'm going to return mine and get those instead. But look.
What else could I get her where you don't have to know a specific size?
What about a piece of jewelry from the girl you were just talking about or from one of my friends?
I could do that. Those are cute.
I'm not going to keep them.
No.
They're not comfortable. Those could be a jam. I like a color. Like I like a pop of color in a shoe or like a sparkle or something. Okay, yeah. Let's get off. I like what you showed me. Those are more like a slipper. They're like a no-brainer.
Like a slipper. I don't want it to be like a fancy shoe. I want it to be more like a lounge shoe that's chic.
So for someone like that, it sounds like someone like me. So I would be fully down for that. I would be fully down for a cute little piece of jewelry, like a ring or like a little bracelet or like, I don't know, now I'm all freaked out about face products, but, you know, like expensive skincare.
That's tough to nail down.
I know, unless you know exactly like what she likes.
I really want to have on this woman, Mary Scott. She has a skincare.
That LED light face thing too that I showed you.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, she kicks it old school. She's got amazing skin, this girl.
Who do you want to have on?
I want to have on this woman, Mary Scott. Uh-huh. She owns a skincare company in Sherman Oaks that apparently is like this untapped gem in Sherman Oaks. She's like, if you Google like, best skincare of the valley. Mm-hmm. She's the one that comes up. So her focus
is that who you just went to?
Yeah. Her focus is really skincare, not treatments. I mean, does she sell her own? Yes. She has her whole line. What's interesting is I got a few things that were on her site that weren't named Mary Scott Skincare.
Uh-huh.
And my friend saw it and my friend had something done by Paul Nassif. She's like, oh, that's the line he sells. He gives patients.
Interesting.
So anyway, I think she's interesting only because every skincare person in LA really focuses like not solely on skincare. They focus on like treatments and anti-aging stuff and like ways to make you look younger where like her whole viewpoint is like start with skincare and we'll take it from there. Like icing your face twice a day religiously with an ice cube, just simple little hacks.
With an ice cube?
With an ice cube.
What do you mean? Just like
She's like, gliding wash your it? Face and take one ice cube and glide it all over your face morning and night after Whoa. You wash. She's
you
like,
I used to do it.
Well, see, look, yeah. Why if don't you do it now?
I think I'm lazy.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people say that.
No, it actually sounds like I would. It feels
amazing. And
I feel like it would tighten everything up. But
your
is
eyes
there,
look like.
Is there long term? Wait, you said twice a day?
Twice a day after you wash. Like,
but
right
why up. Is it? So is it doing something more than just aesthetic? Like, is it actually like
I have no idea. I didn't even ask.
Because twice a day would imply you would do it like at bedtime.
You do it at bedtime,
which like
when
you're
wake
not
up.
Really caring what you look like yeah. at bedtime. So is it like over time? Tightening?
Well, I have no idea. What's the point of it, Sandra?
Reducing puffiness. The cold temperature constricts the blood vessels, which reduces swelling and puffiness, especially around the eyes, calms inflammation. So if you have like...
Oh.
Yeah.
All of it.
Any corrective skincare place in LA will tell you to ice.
It's the same concept as the cryo ball that Lauren uses and also the ice roller.
Yeah.
That I have like from Amazon, which I love. But is an actual ice cube, you think, better?
They said it's more hygienic.
Oh, yeah, because...
I know. I always wonder those. Well,
it's
mean,
more
you're
hygienic
not,
and it's like water's coming off of it.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Not, yeah.
They do not recommend like the rollers, the Cairo balls. They're like, no.
Cairo.
Whatever.
That's like old school.
Cryo.
I remember using Lauren's in her thing, but there was stuff
people,
on it.
There's like 18 people using the same ball. It's disgusting. Yeah.
Well, I used it on my face, but there was like eucalyptus on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I used it on my face after a workout.
The washcloth?
I think I did the washcloth and then the ball.
It's on the washcloth.
And I was like, ha!
Yeah, yeah. You're like stinging.
It's like flames.
Contact dermatitis.
Contact dermatitis.
I was reading. I've been still doing more research about my crazy dermatitis. Just for fun, because now I'm like, want to know.
Sport.
And there was a study, I guess, in 2010 that said the beeswax allergy doubled in 2010.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't think they know why. Because it once was a very rare, allergy. Like, it's not common.
I wonder if something changed with bees and harvesting and whatnot because of global warming.
Maybe.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Sorry, just needed to add that. Okay, wait. So do you and Sherry have the same birthday?
No, she was born on Valentine's Day.
Oh, so this is like a few weeks before.
Mm-hmm. I've been to her 35th,
what do you
her 40th,
want for your birthday?
50.
What are you like? Nothing. But like if you had to like give ideas.
A pre-party.
No, obviously.
No, Bert was asking what I want to do and I'm like, he's like, do you want to rent a bar? And I'm like, whoa. He's like,
rent
you
know. A bar.
He's like, do you want to rent a bar? You want a private dining room? And I'm like, ugh. And then Mike's like in the kitchen today. He's like, this is the week we should start being cheap. And I look at him. I was like, the week of my birthday is the week we're going to start being cheap.
Wait, stop
and
it.
He started laughing. He's like, I'm just kidding. We can wait a week. And I was like, yeah, we're going
to
wait a week.
Wait, did he say that to be funny?
Yeah. He was messing with me. He's like, he's like, what do you want? A cake? Should we get that Costco cake? You really liked that. And I was like, no,
he was messing with you.
I don't want a Costco cake for my birthday. Although it was amazing because it was filled with cream cheese or cheesecake. I just... So anyway, Bert's like, do we rent a room? I was like, whoa, that's not what I was thinking.
Do you want a bar?
I would like a little dinner, a little din-din.
That's what I think.
We shall see.
I could buy you so many different things you would like.
I don't want anything. I don't want presents from anyone. I just want company and cocktails.
I know. I just like think of like what you would want the most. I like thinking about that. I like nailing a gift.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Work on Sherry for me, please.
I actually am kind of obsessed with...
The ones I showed you.
Yeah.
I know, me too.
What, is it that hard to find her shoe size?
No, but those are sold out everywhere.
Wait, show me. I'll find them.
I already sent them to you. Let me know if you find them in like an 8
oh,
and
I
a
will.
Half.
I fully will. 8.5. Oh, wait, so you know her shoe size?
Yeah, I think I do. Also, I've been doing research for our Valentine's thing. And here's what I'm
What's
thinking.
What's our Valentine's thing?
Our apples. I'm thinking you and I need to set up shop in the ADU.
Okay.
And just get to dipping.
Oh.
I did some research and I'm
Can
like.
Can we get, we just need sticks.
Just need sticks, apples. Well, Werther's Originals, some cream, and sprinkles.
It's Werther's Originals?
Yeah.
No, we need to get caramel.
What do you think Werther's Originals is? It's caramel.
Is it?
It's caramel. It's caramel. And then you just...
Can you do a test run? And if it works, then I'll come and be like, work on the line with you.
How many kids are in Dom's class? 48?
There's 22 in each class.
So great, 44. So we're averaging the same. I'm at 48. Mm-hmm. So we've got to crank out about 100 apples because we're going to have a few oopsies.
What happened to us ordering them?
They don't sell them anymore. And they're like $8 an apple. I'm not paying that.
Oh, QVC stopped selling them?
Yes.
What if we go...
It's like 70 people put them in their cart
today.
Hold
on, I have an idea.
What?
What if we call the place at the farmer's market and ask them to do like 100 special smaller ones for us?
Why don't you want to just do it with me?
This is your face.
Why don't we just do it?
Well, I don't know, because theirs are so good.
Theirs are...
They do white chocolate.
Would be good. Fuck, I don't know.
You want
I thought
me-
we could enlist Sandra.
Do you know the name of that place?
Nuts and Candies.
Should I call them tomorrow and be like...
Oh, I have a girl who will loop us in with her on text.
Let's do that. Because the ones they sell are massive. I wonder if they would do like smaller ones for us.
Those are, do you know how much one of those apples costs?
$10?
No.
15?
Yes.
But they're like three times as... what if they did little apples for us? And I bet if we placed an order of almost 100...
They'll charge us like 500.
That's what I think. $5 an apple?
Do you know how much we could do it for? Fuck it, then I'll do it and you pay me $500.
The yours won't be as good as theirs.
Yes, they will. Plus, I don't want Granny Smith apples. I want like a bomb ass Fuji.
Oh, I like a Granny Smith.
Or a Granny Smith. I do not want a... Wait, what?
A Granny Smith, the green, is is because you want that tartness under all that sweetness.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You want sweet on sweet.
We are not collabing on this now. I'm calling Nuts and Candies later today.
Tell me what they quote you. I bet it'll be $1,200. I bet they quote you $1,200 for 100 apples, $12 an apple. Think about labor, product, everything.
If they're like a third of the size of the others.
Yeah.
I'm going to call. I'll reach out. I'll find us.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to have my brows taken off.
Why are you doing this? What? Sandra has a question.
Wait, are they microbladed?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you should.
Everyone's starting to do that now.
Yeah, everyone's taking theirs
off.
Okay, good.
I thought she was like, they're so beautiful. I've loved them for like, it was life-changing for me because I've never had brows. Like, and even when I did, they're like so light and I always wanted to color, you know, I was always coloring them. It's like almost like having eyelash extensions that you never have to keep redoing. There's like no maintenance on them.
I can't stop staring at them now. They look so dark.
They are,
it's because we're talking about it.
I wanted them darker than my normal brows would have been. They're still pretty great. But over time, you know, it's not as deep as a tattoo. It's like surface. The ink is sort of surface. So even before microblading, people were tattooing them and those don't look good at all. They're just like solid. So, but over time they start to kind of blend into each other and it doesn't look like strokes as much. So now she has a new technique, which is they don't go as deep. You've probably seen it on Instagram, where it stays like a singular line.
But what are your eyebrows going to look like when they take them off?
Probably like see that, like, I don't know, like splotchy, like not as drawn in. I love these, but
can I see how much hair you have?
Yeah. I have a good amount of hair. Get in there. Get in there.
I can't wait to see these get removed.
So it might only take one laser. I thought it would fry the hair off. It doesn't.
So can you just... Is she going to take them?
She doesn't do it. I actually... So it's... Oh, because you and I were talking about
Betsy's
how...
Betsy's doing it.
Did you send her the info?
Betsy's going to do it.
Okay.
She's so thankful because people keep telling her that hers look green.
Okay. Blue. So the one thing with mine, because the girl who did mine, not to toot my own horn, is like at the forefront of all of it. And there were a lot of inks in the early days that would turn green or purple or all these kind of crazy things.
I told her, I was like, yours don't look green, but they look blue to me.
Mine?
No, hers do.
Oh.
Hers look like a slightly like grayish blue.
Yeah, I just want to have mine done and I'll like leave them off for a little while and then probably I'll redo them like a lighter color. And like I also like now like want the ends to kind of go a little straighter because it's just like the style. But I've loved them. I mean, it's been so life-changing for me, and I've always been into really dark bras.
I cannot wait to see them taken off. I cannot
wait. Why? You're going to love them.
I'm going to love them.
I'm going to look younger, too, I think.
You're going to look so young.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get those little mops off your face.
Yeah, and also, like, thin brows are kind of back in.
Yeah, bitch, I'm nailing it.
You know what I want to do, too? Like,
they're pretty thick.
What'd you say? What'd she say?
I said, I'm nailing it. And she's like, they're pretty
just for like a few, like just for like, I don't know, a night out or like a week or something. I want to do like white them, you know, not, I'm not going to bleach
Scandinavian.
Them. But if once these, once the actual microblading's off, I can like,
wait. I can't
do like
wait.
A full alien look.
What's the process for them wiping it off? Or like,
so, okay. So there's a few different ways you can go about it. And there's some people use a saline kind of like, it looks like a tattoo needle, but it's like saline. And you have to go, I think, every...
oh, wow.
Yeah. You have to go, I think, once a month for like 3 or 4, depending on how dark your brows are. That works. Also, just straight up microneedling can start to lighten them. And then there's even this at-home kit that you can do. But it's just, it's tedious. Like, I almost ordered it. But it's like... And it's a company that actually makes the inks and things to microblade. You. But yep, it's like you have to wear it for like an hour twice a day. And I'm like, no. I'm
like, okay, go next to the blue haired girl in the second row on the right. How much better do her eyebrows look?
Which one?
The bottom one.
On the right?
Yeah. Like so much better.
Wait, what? Oh, I've actually watched that. I've actually clicked on her before. What do you mean?
Like, look, see, that's, see on the left, that's what the blue starts looking like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I had started doing research on it. I actually even ordered that kit and then returned it. I never opened it. I was like, I don't have the patience to sit and do this for like 6 weeks. And then finally, I thought to myself, why don't I just ask the girl who did them?
That's awful. That before and off. That,
and so
that poor woman.
So the girl who did them works like in this, like in Beverly Hills and on this floor where there's like a Medi Spa. She's like freelance, but
yeah.
And she gave me the info, which I gave you. But Marissa, remember Marissa? Eyebrows? I think she's do your bikini at Wax.
Oh, maybe.
Remember
yes.
Wax?
Yes.
So because of this, I don't even have to have my eyebrows waxed because
Ave.
It's they're like shaped. They're already done. I mean, it's still nice to trim them, but you don't really need to. When I had seen her, I saw her like a year and a half ago. I had asked her. She said a friend of mine did it. And I said, can you find out the information for me? And randomly, it's the exact same place and the exact same girl the girl who did my brows told me to go to. So I'm like, okay, sold, done.
When are you going to do it? Let's do it.
Want to come with me?
No. I'll go with you, sure. But why am I going? Just for moral support?
Just to see them being blazed off my face.
I don't
think
we're going to be able to see it right away, will we?
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Wait, now you hate it. Look at her. She's so sick of them.
Now they look huge to me. Don't they look huge to you, Sandra? They look huge, gargantuous.
I don't know.
Yes, they do.
The more I focus,
the more
on
you
it,
focus
yeah.
on them, they get bigger and
you
bigger.
You know, this one girl that
like
I follow,
Alice in Wonderland.
Fuck you. This girl that I follow on Instagram. I don't know the last post. She had the craziest brows. I'm not going to name names, but I was like, does she think that looks good? It's really crazy. I got to show.
But I'm wondering. You know what? I'm also wondering
what.
When you get them taken off.
You're going to be so jealous of me.
I'm going to be so jealous when you get those taken off.
Yeah.
Because you haven't touched them in like years.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like the color hasn't changed.
Oh my God,
they still
doing it. They're doing it.
Look, they still look amazing, but I just want, I want a different style.
What the fuck?
I don't think that's the Pico laser.
I hope not. I feel, what happened to her?
You gotta see it.
If someone does this to you, I'm gonna be like, stop, stop.
That's not the laser that they're using on
me. I hope not.
Wait, you gotta see this. I was so confused by this.
Oh, I wonder what treatment Strike does, that salon Strike.
What, they do it? They do micro.
I don't know what they do, but I'd be down to try them.
Wait, this is the girl. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like, why is that? Look at that. That's Pico. That's what I'm doing. Cuddy, look.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's Pico. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you're going to be like old Sammy girl.
Until I redo them and then I'm awful. Like, I don't know. I just want a different style.
I think the straighter, like no tail really is better.
But this shape was like, I don't know. I love this shape.
When did you
so
get
long.
Them done?
Probably right after, maybe like 2018.
That was, yeah, that definitely was yeah. a style for them.
Like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Sandra, you're making us feel old. That was definitely the style for then.
It was. So anyway, I'm excited. You excited for me?
You did get it done right. You got a touch up during COVID, I remember, because we were over sitting outside.
Yeah, they were really dark with the touch up.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. So I did it probably 2018. And I think like 2013 is when all these estheticians started doing it, you know? And that I waited. I didn't just jump on the bandwagon. Yeah. Like when Rita did hers. It was just the pigments weren't as good either.
Pico tattoo.
Would you ever do it?
Tattoo removal. Pico tattoo removal. Tattoo? I would, but I'd only want like six hairs filled in. I don't want to change the overall look of my eyebrows. I just want to fill in like just right here and right here. That's it. And then right here. Wait. I don't want to make them bigger than they are.
Oh, God.
That's why I'd go to Strike if I were going to do anything.
What is wrong with you? I love how you don't trust my sources. Do you go to Strike and pay them like $400?
No, but I've seen them. I mean, if you're going to do like natural eyebrows, they're the place to go to. They're very, very light-handed. And I don't think a lot of people are in business to do what I'm asking to do. You know what I mean? I think it's two eyes.
Like, look.
Are you looking it up?
Can you look at my girl?
Sandra, you're going to be impressed. Look at Sandra's little New Balance. How cute are you?
Look, Nano. This is the new technique.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I think that's what they've been doing for years, though. Strike.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think so. Oh, Halston is such like a beta dude Googling this. It's like Nano, Strike, microblading.
I don't understand. And then I hear all these stories about people that are like trying to cover them up and whatever.
What? I don't understand what they're... This chick looks like AI. That does not look good to me.
Well, no, but you hear all these stories. People are trying to like...
What do you mean cover them up?
Like go over them or change the color. It's like, why are more people not just doing this Pico laser? I feel like not that enough people know about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
We're just starting to get to that place where, because I didn't know if she would know, because she's the one who does them. And she was like, yeah, a lot of my clients want to take them off and then start over. I'm like, sign me up. Anyways, these are really pretty. Look at those. Those look really good.
Those look good.
Come on.
Let's see what
Sandra, can you see from here?
Eyebrow shaping.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Right?
Eyebrow shaping, eyebrow thetting.
I love if anybody plays a song like that, you're like, I can get into this. Wait, what's happening here? Oh, this is Nano Brows? Look at this. Yeah, so basically they're not creating, like before they would cut like little cuts in the skin, and now I guess she's not actually cutting the skin.
Oh, I'm sorry. They do micro feathering.
Yeah.
Pigment removal. A unique customized approach for removing unwanted pigment from the skin.
She said, I'm now using a brand new technique that involves a single needle, no blades, no open skin. The strokes won't blend, resulting in a more natural look. It's completely non-invasive and the healing process is incredibly quick. Boom, baby.
Okay, here's a before and after.
Oh, of the feathering? What are they doing? What's the technique?
Micro feathering, say.
What are they doing? I don't love that.
I don't know what. Oh, duration of pigment. Oh.
Oh, they're just
gradually fade over the course to 12 to 18 months. That's probably why I like the look.
I wonder
of
what
it.
They're doing.
Semi-permanent micro feathering is semi-permanent beauty treatment that uses fine strokes to fill in sparse areas of your eyebrows, giving them a fuller, more natural appearance. The process involves two sessions over several months, and the results can last up to 12 months with proper care. I wonder what the difference is.
I just found you your slippers on Bloomingdale's.
No, you did not.
I did. Here. You ready?
All right. So maybe I do this, you do yours, and we meet up in the middle.
You're going to do that?
I don't know. I might.
No. What is it? It's microblading, but they're just...
It's microfeathering.
Okay.
They use a feather instead of a blade.
I love my girl. I've never been happier. It's just, it's time to rebirth.
It's a rebirth.
Yeah.
But keep them off for like a week or two just to see it.
I probably have to keep them off for like a month or so. No, totally. Yeah, I'm going to look like a baby.
I can't wait. This is Sammy.
A sweet little baby. I think I sent Lisa
now,
a picture of us.
What happens if you take these off and Duran's like, damn, girl.
What do you mean?
You look good.
I love how you're like, they're so big now.
Well, it's only because we've been talking about them and staring at them. I love your natural brows. I love them so much.
This is like a Halloween photo.
Oh, those. I love that.
Ugh, it's so pretty.
Be prepared to be blown away by my good looks.
Woo!
What else?
Shit.
So, okay, we got to do something on Thursday for your birthday.
Well, no one has ideas.
Dinner. What kind of food? Or do you just want a pre-party at my house or at your house? Or what do you want to do something like that? I mean, you don't want to host. You don't want people at your house.
Yeah, I do. I love people at my house. Maybe I'll host and then everyone sleeps over. Kids and dogs.
That would work if Ike Turner didn't live with you in the body of a little girl.
She's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could just drink champagne and eat steak. It's like my two favorite things to do. Because I'm keto. Just kidding.
Because I'm keto.
Because I'm keto.
Low sugar champagne.
Low sugar.
I'm down. You want to cook though?
Oh, I wouldn't be cooking.
No, like we'd order?
No, I'd have Bert and Mike cook. I just want different cuts of steak. Salty steak. Because I feel like if you go out to dinner, then it's just like this whole like.
I know.
You can't really like...
I actually would be 100% down for that if you and I both weren't leaving town on Friday.
Should we do it Wednesday instead?
No, maybe.
We can't do Wednesday.
Why? You have an event?
No.
What?
Wait, you're going to Arizona on Friday.
What's wrong with Wednesday?
I don't want to do Wednesday.
Oh, just because?
Yeah.
Oh. But I still like, actually, you know what? I could be totally rocked on Friday in Arizona because I'm not even going to see my dad.
Exactly.
Is this episode coming out? This isn't coming out Wednesday, is it?
I think next week.
Okay, good. So we're going in Friday and we're not going to see him until Saturday night when we like appear at the party.
Where are you staying? At a hotel?
Uh-huh. No, in his house. Remember when we talk about this? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can be rocked.
I don't want to be rocked.
I'm not going to be rocked.
Okay, fine. So let's go out to dinner then.
What?
Oh.
Where did we get to that point?
I don't know. It's really what you want, but you seem to be indecisive on your birthday, so I might need to just like...
On my birthday.
Strong arm.
I mean,
you.
The problem is all I want is steak.
All you want is steak?
Yeah.
Always?
Always.
Did you sign up for First Light?
I should.
You
I know
should.
We've talked about this.
It's crazy good. Should I discuss with Mike and come up with a plan? Or do you need to be included in the plan?
I need to be included in this plan.
Okay.
Well, I'll think about it.
Well, you better think about it fast.
$1,000?
We're going to do something.
Okay,
listen
fine.
To me.
Okay.
We're not going to not do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As long as we're clear on that.
Crystal. But I mean, if we do a dinner going out to eat, like...
What? What's wrong with that?
That's just a lot of people.
So where would you rather be? Your house?
Like my kids are going to come.
On your birthday dinner?
Yeah.
They would?
Yeah, because I won't see them for the whole weekend. They want to spend my birthday with me.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's why I go.
Oh, well, then never mind. No, that sort of kills the
whole
restaurant.
Vibe of dinner. Yeah,
because yeah, you're going to be dealing. Mm-hmm. If you're at your house, you could maybe have like Clemencia or somebody there stay late.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. I'm in. We'll see. Be at your house on Thursday around 5:30.
Steak and champagne. That's all I want.
I'm planning on that. I think that's what we should do.
I think that's what we should do too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Done. Good. I'm glad we've covered that.
I'm going to get this Lambrusco that is that funky.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Shoot. Ezra's here.
Oh, Ezzy Bear. Sandra's like, you should definitely do your own apples. It's only going to cost you $100.
I think so.
Well, that means we're going to rope you into it too. Maybe we should make them here one day when they're not using the kitchen.
Yeah, we totally could.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
I think my ADU would probably be better.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even seen it finished.
Because
I forgot. You have like a whole
kitchen. The whole fridge is completely empty.
And you have a whole kitchen back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could really set up like us.
Ezra, did you go back there on New Year's Eve into her guest house? I want to see it.
It's not great.
Why?
It's great, but it's not great. Because it's all the leftovers. Dom said
that little girl was like microwaving something back there. And then Dom's like, are you old enough to use a microwave? What was she microwaving? Yeah, and she's like, I've done this all the time or something.
I don't think we have a microwave back there.
Where else? Is there a microwave in Lola's room? Because she was somewhere using the microwave. Not in your kitchen.
I only have one microwave in the whole house.
There's not
I have
one
air fryers
there?
Everywhere, like Breville, like toaster ovens.
That girl was pretty aggressive.
Was she?
Yeah. Whose class is she in? Oh, she's older than Ted.
She's older. She's one of Ted's friend's sisters.
Got you.
I do this all the time.
Yeah. Dom couldn't get over it. She was microwaving a chocolate croissant.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
All right.
Stop messing with that thing on your nose.
I know. I don't know what it is.
It's getting redder, Connie.
Thank you, Sandra. Jesus.
Wait, so how's your acne? I want to check in.
I think it's better.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
But I think it has to get worse before it gets better in some cases.
Do you feel like that woman helped you?
I do. I mean, I could show you what I looked like leaving, and okay. It's way better.
Oh.
I don't want to alarm you, though.
How many hours of the day do you spend without makeup on?
Oh, let me see. It was really bad when I left.
Not enough?
Like when I wake up, I put a full face and then right before I go to bed. Right? It's pretty bad.
Sandra's like
stuck. It was really bad.
Well, mine's bad too.
Yeah.
But it does get like worse before it starts to get better.
Your skin is like flawless glass.
Am I wet today?
Yes.
No, she's a little thank God you loosened up your roach clips. Your bangs are like free flowing. I mean, I think it's getting a little worse. But all in all, I really love her products. Really like her products.
I'm just so scared now to use almost anything after what happened to me.
You know, they have an app that you can scan to, it shows you like there's the different ingredients that might be harmful to you or like acne prone.
And then based on whatever you know already, like previous allergies.
I want to see if this has.
No, it just flags you like what specific ingredients might be harmful.
But how
to
does
you.
It know?
I think it's like a database and then it searches. You just take a picture of that product and then it tells, it like puts in red.
Oh. Not based on you specifically, like just based on that particular product. Yeah, product. Wait, so what's the app?
I think there's several, but I will find the one that's like popular on like TikTok and then I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I wonder
yeah.
if this has
I want
it
because I'm like reading like and I'm going to their websites and looking mm-hmm. for anything. I also just got sent some skincare, Cotty.
Yeah.
It's called Silk Life. It's, S-Y-L-K-E. Silk Life. Yeah, like, I think of that. Skincare. And there's apparently, they're using silk.
Ew, like,
silk adhesive like wound closure.
Silkworm silk?
It's called Silk Life. Maybe it's life, like L-Y-F-E. I don't know.
Anyway, it looks like really, really nice stuff. So I feel like I should bring it to you for you to try.
Okay.
Because I'm scared with my dermatitis.
Read full list of ingredients. Petroleum hydrogenated mycocrystal wax.
What?
This doesn't have beeswax in it or lidocaine.
What's up with that? Can I have some of that?
Stuff. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wait, what is this for?
I've been putting it on my...
I like this brand.
It's so good. I've been putting it on my lips. That's what Mary Scott puts on your lips when she's done.
This feels just like...
It feels just like the shit.
Maybe it's such a too new that it doesn't even have a website. This feels like the CeraVe healing ointment.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted something for my hands, but I guess it's a little vaseline.
It's a little balmy. I put it on my lips.
Anyways, I'm going to bring it to you because it looks nice, but I'm just terrified of using anything. Mm. I'm actually like only introducing things like one by one and then waiting like 2 weeks to see if there's anything. And then I'm like, okay, I can use that. Right? Because it's because with this contact dermatitis, you don't know right away.
It's a slow burn.
It could be 3 or 4 days later and you're like, wait, hold on. What have I done different in those last 3 or 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all right. I love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. 43 next time you see me.
Don't worry about it.
Ezzie.